sweethearts. Frank, I had the greatest idea when I was lying in bed this morning.
Well, why didn't you wake me up? Ronnie, I wake you up when I get good ideas in bed, like the time about the gladiator and...
Oh, hey! No mating talk. We're eating here.
Anyway, I figured out where we can put the baby. Why don't we build a nursery next to our bedroom that extends over the garage?
Oh, that's a great... I got some lumber left over from the remodel of Sparky's Tavern.
Excuse me. Am I hearing right? You two are going to build a separate room for this kid while the rest of us are living 3 to a cell?
Yep, pretty much.
Man, that is totally unfair, man. The kid's going to be the size of a guinea pig. It doesn't need a whole room.
Can't we just drain the fish tank and stick him in there?
Al, I don't think so.
You know, in some tribal cultures, the youngest child sleeps with the parents until it's 8 years old.
Well, Mark, here's how it works in my tribal culture. Nobody sleeps in my bed except myself and my wife. And occasionally you during a thunderstorm.
I still say it's unfair for the baby to get its own room. I say we should have a vote.
A vote? Dana, this is not the UN. We don't vote. I'm the king. She's the queen. You're all peasants. Now go eat your gruel. Go on.
Frank, I don't want to run the family like a dictatorship. Now, why don't you kids come up with an idea you can all agree on?
Honey, they can't even agree on pizza.
Sure we can. We like pepperoni.
No, we don't. We like mushrooms.
Yeah, don't you know anything? I know you wet your pants when there's thunder. Shut up.
Don't tell my sister to shut up. I warned you about that. You're a little punk.
Oh, yeah, this democracy thing is going to work real well.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Cody, you didn't run over another possum, did you?
Oh, no, this isn't roadkill, Uncle Frank. Although I've been dying to try out that new Highway Helper cookbook. Nah, this is my Texas kick butt chili.
Well, it smells delicious. What's the occasion?
Oh, dude, you're never gonna guess who's coming to town. George Humphreys.
Where do we know George Humphreys from?
My childhood. Dude, he's my best friend all through junior high. Talk about him all the time.
Never heard you talk about him.
Really? Dude, probably just talk about him in my head. Oh, anyway, listen. George called me up this morning, said he was going to be in town, you know, performing at a motorcycle show. Check it out. Dude jumped over 8 buses.
8 buses? That's fantastic.
Not when you're trying to clear 9. Dude took a thumping.
Well, it'll be nice to meet one of your boyhood friends.
Sounds like George now. I'm gonna get him some ice cream. George loves ice cream. Good. Dude, this is not a good day for George.
Hey, Georgie boy, let me help you up there.
Hey, I'm okay.
Ah! Oh, I'm okay. Hi, I'm George Humphreys. I'd shake your hand, but I think I dislocated my shoulder.
Let me get that for you, George. Oh. Hey, it's an old football injury. Happens all the time. Ready? 1, 2. Ah!
Ah! Oh, thank you. Nobody doesn't like the code man.
I'm Frank Lambert. I'm Cody's uncle.
Oh, how do you do?
And this is my wife, Carol.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You went to junior high with Cody?
Oh. Is she on some kind of medication?
Hey, Carol, you might not have noticed, but George got a couple of decades on me.
Well, you said you were best friends in junior high.
Oh, yeah, when I was in junior high. See, George and his wife, Marge, they drove the ice cream truck down by the park. George turned me on to my first ice cream headache. Hey, ready for a trip down memory lane, George?
Ooh, butter pecan, the king of pain. Hey, go for it.
All right.
beginning to understand the special bond you two have with each other.
Yeah, Cody and me go way back. He's like the son I never had.
Yeah, me and George, we did all them father and son things together, man. We got shot out of cannons, wrestled alligators. We even took a turn at snake handling. Yeah.
I tell you, you haven't lived till you've had a green mamba up your shorts.
Does your wife also enjoy putting snakes up her shorts, or is this just a guy thing?
No. Marge never came along on our little adventures. She's a kind of a homebody. She likes to cook and sew and work on the trapeze act.
Hey, you know, I'd love to see Marge, man. Is she cruising by later in the Winnebago?
Oh, no, man. She's visiting her mother. You know, women stuff. Hey, come on. Let's have a toast to the good old days. To old friends, ice cream headaches, and living on the edge. All right. Gotta love that.
Carol, I made a rough drawing of the baby's room. I think you're gonna like it.
Ooh, but it has lots of windows.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, honey, I did that for you. I figured if you're going to be in there night after night changing diapers while I'm sleeping, the least I could do is put in a big window so you could see the moon.
Frank, are you under the impression that I'm the only one who's going to be in there changing diapers?
Of course, honey. Who else would do it?
Well, either you or my new husband.
School papers I need you to sign.
Yeah, what kind of papers?
Oh, you know, medical release, field trip slip, that kind of thing. Hmm. Just sign by the exit.
Okay. There.
Okay, sign right here.
Well, let me see.
No, it's okay. Just sign them.
Karen,
Karen.
Karen, this is a binding contract that says I promise to build you a new room.
Really? Why would the school send you that?
Karen, if we build you a new room, where's the baby going to sleep?
Oh, is that fish tank thing out?
Thank you for your input, Karen. Now go away.
Thanks for nothing. You know, I broke a nail typing up these papers.
Carol, Dad, I got the solutions to all your problems.
You're moving out?
Well, in a way. I got a presentation that's gonna knock your socks off. Come on in the kitchen, Kay. Hurry, come on.
Oh, boy, this is gonna be good. Your kids are the smart ones.
So, here it is. The new room you're gonna build for me. What do you think?
Where's the baby supposed to sleep?
Is that fish tank thing out?
JT, you might want to notify the other kids that we are not putting a baby in a small glass box.
Oh, man, this thing's... I'm the oldest male, and I still don't get my own room. If I were a gorilla, I'd just take it.
If he were a gorilla, he'd do better in school.
I'm getting my van ready while George is taking a shower. See, when I got out-of-town guests, man, I sleep in the tent. Let the road-weary travelers stay in the club code, man.
How come you're putting a mint on this pillow?
Oh, well, see, when you stay at the club code, man, you're staying at a 4-star van. Hey, dig it, man. Hand me those pants over there so I can iron a fresh crease in them.
Hey, what's this? This fell out of George's pocket.
Dude. Whoa, this is not good.
What's wrong?
It's an obituary. George's wife, Marge, died 6 months ago. Dude.
Whoa, nothing like an ice cold shower to jumpstart the heart. Reminds me of my old days in the Yukon.
Hey, George, can I ask you a question?
I know what you're gonna say. What kind of lunatic would try to sell ice cream in the Yukon? What can I tell you?
Oh, that is refreshing, man. Ha! I was young, impetuous, couldn't afford a refrigerated truck. So I figured if I get far enough north, I can sell popsicles right out of the back of my pickup.
Hey, George, I was going to ask you kind of a different question.
No.
Listen, Matt, I was going to iron a crease into your pants, you know? And this clipping fell out.
Give me that. That's private.
Listen, George, I wasn't trying to be nosy, you know? The clipping fell out, man. I had to read it. How come you didn't tell me Marge died?
They want to bring it down.
Bring me down? Dude, we're buds. I mean, like, hey, man, if you're down, I'm going to be right down there with you.
Hey, who's down? Huh? Me and Marge had some great years together. But life goes on. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we run down to the zoo, grab a couple of green mambas, and stuff them in our shorts for old time's sake?
I'm not buying this. Dude, you gotta be hurting, man. You know, it's not good to keep all that bottle up inside you.
Code man, forget it. Now, look, if I need a shoulder to cry on, you're the man, right? But right now, you know, I'd rather not talk about it.
Hey, Uncle Frank, Carol.
Oh, hello, Cody.
Hey, sorry to interrupt your morning makeout. Hey, have you guys seen George?
Well, he left here about 10 minutes ago. Oh, but he did, left this message for you.
Wow, that's really weird. You know, we were supposed to go skydiving together, man. Wonder why you'd take off without me. Dear Cody, by the time you get this note, you'll probably realize that this visit was my way of saying goodbye to you. I'm sorry. I miss Marge so much I can't go on without her. So I'm going to meet her in the great beyond. See you there too someday, buddy.
Cody, it sounds like this poor guy's about to buy the farm.
Well, now that'd be a real stupid investment considering he's about to kill himself. Dude, I gotta go save him.
I really miss you, Marge. But I'll see you soon. Jumper to pilot, you read me?
Loud and clear.
Well, how much longer before I can make the big plunge? I mean jump.
A couple more minutes.
Okay. Well, I won't be needing this thing.
It's taking a little longer than it should to reach jump altitude. It feels like we're carrying some extra weight.
To take off, I grabbed on the landing gear and then I shimmied up the fuselage.
Yo! Hey, I know why you're doing it, man, but it's not gonna work. I'm jumping out of this airplane and I'm not stopping until I get a mouthful of dirt.
Dude, you cannot kill yourself.
Oh, why not? I've always wanted to make my mark on the world. This way, I'll make a really big mark. Splat!
Okay, fine. That's really what you want to do, man. Just go on over to that door and take a leap out into eternity.
Okay, see you later.
Okay.
George! George, George, George!
Dude, I was just using reverse psychology, bro. Didn't you see Lethal Weapon?
Is that the one where Schwarzenegger is the killer robot from the future?
Oh, that was Terminator, dude. Lethal Weapon's got Mel Gibson in it. He plays a psycho cop.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's where the guy wants to kill himself because his wife is dead.
Yeah.
See you later.
Wait, George. Okay, bad example. I understand. How about Bambi? Now, that is an up movie.
No way. They kill his mom.
Come on, work with me here, George. I'm trying to save your life.
Oh, man. I tried to make it in this world without March, and I just can't do it. Would you please get out of my way?
No, I can't do that, George. Look, man, I understand what you're going through. I mean, I'd be really bummed out if I lost a great lady like March, too. But, dude, I can't let you kill yourself. I mean, this world just wouldn't be the same without you.
Cody, I'm just an ice cream man.
Oh, come on. You're a lot more important than that. Dude, come here, sit down. Listen to me. Now, you remember when I was a little kid?
Yeah.
I was playing in Little League. I hit my only home run ever. As I was coming around that first base, I thought to myself, man, I wish my dad was here to see this, you know? But he was out of town on a business trip, you know? And I was coming around second base. Yeah, buddy, I wish my mom was here, you know? But she was at the hair salon, getting a perm. As I was coming around third base, this home run was really starting to get lonely. Then I looked up, and I saw you and Marge in the parking lot with the ice cream truck. Man, you had the bells ringing. You guys were jumping up and down, cheering, hey, go, Code Man, go!
Yeah.
Dude, I was really glad you were there for me.
Well, you were a good kid. You just needed a little encouragement. But you're all grown up now.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure there's some little kid out there somewhere whose parents don't have enough time for him. Could use to do with a big heart, maybe a few free popsicles, a couple of minutes to listen to his problems.
Well, Cole, why are you making it so hard for me?
Because I love you, bro. Dude, you're my best friend in the whole world.
Am I really?
I caught a plane to tell you that. When I say I caught a plane, I mean I caught a plane, you know?
Well, you kind of miss going out to the park and seeing the kids. I just turned 60, and now I really make out like a bandit at the Sizzler.
Be a shame to throw a bargain like that away, huh?
Thanks, Cody.
Anytime, pal. Come here.
Pilot to jumper, we've reached jump altitude and banking now.
I think I understand it all now. I want to live. I want to sing. I want to dance. But most of all, I want you to get your leg out of my crotch.
Good luck. Dude, you got the shoot. I'm not moving nothing.
Oh, look, six little pigs are here.
Yes, well, I have an announcement to make. I was hoping we could come up with a democratic solution for the new room, but since you are all blood-sucking little leeches, the family government has been overthrown, and we are now returning to a dictatorship. King Frank?
Thank you, Your Highness. All right, listen up. Here's the way it is. Baby gets a new room, you guys get squat. Any problems with that? There's the door.
Man, that is totally unfair.
Yes, it is. I feel real bad about it. And any other stupid comments? Are you guys all right?
Yeah! Whoa! What a rush! Hey, let's do it again. Only this time, you wear the chute, and I'll chase the plane.
I love this guy. Whoa.